Hare Krishna. So we're discussing verse number 3 from chapter number 3, which is titled as Karma Yoga. Now basically Arjuna has asked a question to Krishna that, oh Krishna, you've confused me now. Tell me clearly that which one is better, fruitive work or intelligence, karma or jnana or buddhi. Buddhi is also another word that is there. So now here in verse number 3, Krishna starts answering that question. So let's see shloka number 3. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokas Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha Pura Prokta Mayanagha Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Now I think on this line you all can give a class. What do you mean by Bhagavan? So Lord Shri Krishna spoke. What did he speak? Pura Prokta Maya Anagha. Oh Anagha, oh sinless one. So here Krishna is calling Arjuna sinless. See what Krishna is trying to give to Arjuna, the knowledge that is on a very high platform. So sinful people cannot understand this. So Krishna is very clear here. Oh Anagha, oh sinless one, oh Arjuna. And he says, Pura Prokta Maya. Maya Pura Prokta. I have already explained this. Where? In chapter number 2. Yeah, so he has already explained this. What has he explained? Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha. So in this world, there are two categories of people. There are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Or there are two classes of transcendentalists or something like that. So now if the question is, who are the two types or what are the two types? So here Krishna continues. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam. The first category Krishna is talking about is the ones who try to realize self through empirical philosophical speculation. And second is Karma Yogena Yoginam, through devotional service. Now let's try to understand this shloka, you know, with a more detailed description from the purport. Now see, in the second chapter, Krishna has discussed various aspects. So I want to summarize that first before we enter this, because now we are going to enter the deep topics of Karma Yoga, and at the same time we will also be seeing Bhakti Yoga. So now there are various levels of yoga. Yoga means to connect with the Supreme. And these levels are the part of ladder which is called as yoga ladder. And a person has to climb the yoga ladder and go up. Now, what Arjuna is thinking is, Krishna has described about Karma Yoga, he has described about Jnana Yoga. And obviously Bhakti Yoga, which is higher than both of them. So now what Arjuna is thinking is, this Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga are two different paths leading to two different directions. And so he has a question that, oh Krishna, please tell me, which one is better? This one, Jnana path, or this one, the Karma path? But the fact is, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, they are part of yoga ladder. So Karma Yoga is the first step, and after that comes Jnana Yoga. So this is a very, very important understanding. Now, for Jnana Yoga, a very important prerequisite is there. That is purification of the heart. The person should be completely purified from the heart to reach Jnana Yoga. And that stage can be reached when a person practices Karma Yoga. And what is Karma Yoga or Nishkama Karma Yoga? Do we remember this word, Nishkama Karma Yoga? So a person is working, he is not attached to the fruit. He offers the fruit to the Supreme. That is Nishkama Karma Yoga. So on this stage of Nishkama Karma Yoga, when the person is practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga, and when he gets purified, automatically jnana is given or the knowledge is revealed. So in this way, a person from Karma Yoga gradually progresses to Jnana Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga is very, very higher. Anyways, we will see that. So in this way, we have to understand that Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga are not two different paths leading to two different directions. They are on the same, you know, they are on different rungs in the same ladder. one after another. Now, Prabhupada is doing a very important thankless task for all of us. If we get into this, what is Karma Yoga, what is Jnana Yoga and all this, you know, we'll get confused totally. So what Prabhupada has done is, in his purports, he has given Bhakti Yoga. So this Bhakti Yoga will actually help us to understand that how glorious, you know, this path is. And we'll not get confused with what to follow. This should I follow or that should I follow or what should I follow. So here in the purport, Prabhupada very beautifully is describing about the difference between the Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga and the Bhakti Yoga. So let's try to understand this, you know, from the purport now. So here, very nicely, Prabhupada is talking about Sankhya Yoga, that is the philosophical speculation or empiric philosophical speculation, and Buddhi Yoga. Hope we remember this word Buddhi that was used in chapter number 2 from Shloka 39 onwards. So now this Buddhi Yoga, we saw, that is called as Bhakti Yoga also. What is the first difference? What is the definition of Sankhya Yoga? Hope you remember. Sankhya Yoga is basically to understand the difference between the spirit and the matter, body and soul. Now, this body-soul also, this concept, we all can give a nice class, you know, for a good number of hours. And we know from which shloka to which shloka body-soul concept is discussed. Shloka number 11 to shloka number 30 in chapter 2. It talks about the body-soul concept. And what is Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga? Here it is given very nicely. The other process is directly connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. So here, understanding that this process of Sankhya Yoga, which is an indirect process basically. So in this indirect process, it's all about understanding the body and soul, trying to understand that how the soul is different than the body or how the spirit is different than the body. But in Buddhi Yoga, it's direct. It's direct, directly connecting whatever we have with Krishna in Krishna consciousness or in bhakti. Now the next difference, you know, that we see very nicely here is that whose endeavor are we depending on in Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga and Buddhi Yoga? So here in Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga, here the persons are completely dependent on their own endeavor. So here it is given. Persons who are inclined to speculate and understand things by experimental knowledge and philosophy. So by their own endeavor, they want to just speculate and try to understand what it is. But Buddhi Yoga people or Bhakti Yogis are very, very intelligent. They choose Bhakti Yoga. Why? Because Buddhi Yoga is to depend entirely on the Supreme, or more specifically on Krishna. So it's a very, very intelligent thing. It's like, I will not do anything. Oh Krishna, you do everything. It's like, I will endeavor, but my endeavor is not based on my strength. My endeavor is based on Krishna's mercy. That is called as Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Jnana Yoga is, I depend on my endeavor. I'll work hard and I'll try to realize the transcendental aspect. So this is a very important thing that we need to understand, the difference between the Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga and Buddhi Yoga. Now what about the success aspect? Jnana Yogis, they will attain success or not? Now firstly, Jnana Yogis have to come to the platform of getting purified first. Then the knowledge will be revealed. And then it is not completely sure that they will come to the ultimate perfection, that is attaining Krishna's mercy. But whereas when it comes to this Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, the wonderful aspect is that when a person starts practicing Buddhi Yoga, working by the principles of Buddhi Yoga or Krishna consciousness, one can be relieved from the bonds of action. And this is given in shloka number 39, where Krishna is saying the last line of the shloka, karma bandham prahasyasi. So the first thing that happens is the person is freed from the bondage. Karma bandham. So he is released, you know, from that bondage. That's what is given here. Relieved from the bonds of action. And the second one is that there is no flaw in the process. Shloka number 40 of chapter 2, which says, Neha bikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. even when someone endeavors a little on the path of bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, what happens? No, person is delivered from the greatest danger. And what is that greatest danger? Gliding down to the lower species of life. So person is saved. A person is completely saved, you know, from that. Right? So in this way, you know, it is very clearly mentioned that surety of success is sure in buddhi yoga. So person will surely attain success in buddhi yoga. Jnana yoga may or may not. And the next one, the next point that is given is, as I already said, to reach this jnana yoga platform, the person has to execute various prescribed duties, get purified from the heart, and then the person can come to the platform of knowledge. That's what is given here now. The path of Krishna consciousness is better because it does not depend on purifying the senses by a philosophical process. So in jnana yoga, the senses are first purified by philosophical process. And in Krishna consciousness, what happens? Krishna consciousness or bhakti is itself the purifying process. And by the direct method of devotional service, it is simultaneously easy and sublime. So there is no extra endeavor that is needed in bhakti yoga. Just keep practicing bhakti yoga and what happens? The process itself is purifying. That is, when someone chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just by chanting this Maha Mantra, what happens? The person automatically gets purified. And he'll be able to get more taste in Krishna consciousness and practice more, get more purification, practice more, get more purification, attain ultimate perfection. And what is that ultimate perfection? Continue the same thing, service to Krishna. Yes. This is the beauty of bhakti yoga. Whereas jnana yoga, the person has to endeavor so much. Right? So in this way, we see that when it comes to jnana yoga and buddhi yoga is the topmost. Right? And what is the aim of the entire thing, you know, that is done? The aim of the entire thing is, the whole process is to understand the real position of the self in relation to the super self. See, finally, jnana yogis also want to understand, you know, their real identity. And bhakti yogis also want to do that. But bhakti yogis have something higher. What is that? To understand our relationship as spirit soul to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is my relationship with Krishna? That is what is the understanding that a person gets by practicing any of the yoga system, especially bhakti yoga. And these two are very, very important. That is bhakti yoga and jnana yoga. They are very important. And as we said, you know, it's a ladder basically. So here, you know, Prabhupada is mentioning a very nice point that both the yogas are interdependent. As religion and philosophy. Religion without philosophy is sentiment or sometimes fanaticism, while philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So it's important, you know, to have this understanding that how, you know, this ladder works or how this ladder is. But the beauty of this ladder is, without going through karma yoga, jnana yoga, one can directly jump to bhakti yoga. And we always give this analogy of walking through stairs and taking an elevator. So walking through stairs is like, okay, I will practice karma yoga first, nishkama karma yoga. I'll do the prescribed duties. Then my heart will get purified. Then I'll come to the nice understanding of one's own self. And then finally, if I get mercy of some devotee in my life, then I'll come to bhakti yoga and attain Krishna, the highest destination. But then someone says, in Kali Yuga, time is short. How will I go through this ladder? And I'll get tired walking. Better, I'll press a button, take an elevator. So I just press a button, that is, you know, we just take shelter of some devotee and start practicing bhakti yoga. Elevator directly reaches the destination, takes us to the destination. So this is what is told in this purport very, very beautifully. Prabhupada is glorifying bhakti yoga, you know, in comparison to jnana yoga. So now let's see, in the next verse, Krishna is talking about the sannyas aspect. So can I stop my work immediately? Can I renounce everything immediately? Now this is the question, and Krishna is going to answer that in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.